Don't go anywhere. Dungeons & Dragons will begin in just a moment.
Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
It's a day or so later after the rousing auditions, as Ignatius called them, for his new adventuring group heading deep within the Mi Mountains in search of pirate treasure. You all have your adventuring gear on, you're all ready to go, and Ignatius is has told you to meet him by the brothel, which there's a convenient path that heads out over the hills and up to the mountains from that point. And as you all gather there, we see Bench and Cav, two of Ignatius's bodyguards, Daryl and Gothar. And approaching the group is Bonwin, who's coming up to the scene, and you hear Ignatius calling out to the small group that he has ahead of him, rather too loud. He says, "Our dearest Karis could not make it. As you can see, they are not here. They have not sent a note. I've sent people to see if they are okay, if they are alive or dead. There is nobody in this town by the name of Karis, which is unbelievable. We checked with all of the registrars, we checked with all of the licensees, and we could not find them. So we will not sleep until we find Karis and bring them back to us, dearest Karis."
Cav puts his hand up. Have you considered maybe they just moved here? Did you check with the welcome wagon?"
"We have not checked with the welcome wagon. Gothar, please put a note. When we get back, check with the welcome wagon, and we will find Karis." Thank you. Thank you, Cav. Was it? Yes, Kevlarin?
Kevlarin. Yep,
yes.
That's the one.
Lovely to have you.
Hey, good idea. That was a good idea there, Cav.
Oh, you know what, Bench?
I think as this conversation is happening, Bonwin has stopped a little ways away when she notices that Aladdin isn't there, because the whole reason...
Yep.
She's there is that she was worried about, you know, the child going out into the woods adventuring. So she sort of stopped in view, but maybe, like, I don't know if they notice me or not.
Bonwin!
Ignatius, hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello. Good to see you. You have come to join the crew. Great! I'm glad to hear it! Coming along! You know what? I did invite one other along here who should be here momentarily, and he's looking around, looking up and down the streets. And when out of the brothel comes Bizard the Wizard, who anybody local to the community knows. But for the crew here who maybe hasn't listened to both of the previous episodes, which have not fully come out yet, if you could describe Bizard in his adventuring gear as he's coming down towards the group.
I really like that you started it, Russ, like we had the opportunity to listen to both halves.
Yeah, what have you been doing, Tom?
Tom's right? The only one.
I mean, I'm unable to listen to an unfinished product in any way, shape, or form. So I don't know what you want from me here.
You could do like second round edits. We could all know what was happening except for Amy.
There we go. Yeah, she'll appreciate
Absolutely.
Bizarre's adventuring gear, you know, he's not wearing his like nicer clothes that he would wear in his shop. So like instead of the red shirt embroidered with butterflies and everything, it's kind of just like, you know, a green shirt. It's made to get dirty. Honestly, it probably harkens back to his like school clothes, but made to get into a mess. He's got a nice overcoat and everything, his gnarled wooden staff with him, and a spellbook still, you know, attached to the sash around his waist. But yeah, and hair is not made up today. You don't do your hair when you're going on an adventure. It's just going to get mussed up, so there's no point.
My dear friend from the mayor's office, Bizarre the Wizard, will be joining us. We must have some sort of magical influence on this if we're to find the treasure, right?
I think so, Ignatius. How are you doing today?
Oh, doing just fantastic. Look at this fine group we have ahead of us. All smiling, all ready to go, especially Bonwin, who looks like she was fully prepared to be here and coming on this adventure.
Absolutely ready to adventure without Aladdin. Karis.
Yes, dearest Karis. Everybody keeps saying Aladdin. I don't understand this. Must be one of the kids' slang these days that I'm just not familiar with. But here we go. Who knows a rousing song? Hi-ho, hi-ho. And he turns and he begins walking up the path and through the mountains while his two bodyguards are at least following him, leaving everybody to sit for a moment before you choose to go after Ignatius.
So, Bonwin, you know Ignatius a little bit, right?
Like, for sure, yeah. I've been making weapons for him for years.
Is bursting into song and marching off like an everyday occurrence, or...
I mean, I'm not normally with him. I mean, normally he's running the brothel, so he's sort of doing... But I do feel like one of the workers at the brothel did tell me that every morning they have to get together before they open the doors and do like a big cheer.
Wow.
To kind of get
them
pumped up for the day. Mm-hmm. So I guess it is in character.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Bizarre, you spend a lot of time at the brothel. Have you seen that?
I have, actually. It's just part of the morning get up and go, get a little bit of energy going, bust out the positivity. You know, you just got to do these things to get ready for a nice day of business, because you want to greet your customers with the kind of positivity that they deserve. So, which, I mean, there's got to be some positivity starting up the smithy and everything, right, Bonwin? How's your father?
Oh, that's kind of you to ask. They're great. They're kind of retired down to the lake now and just, you know, driving each other a little bit crazy because he's used to being so busy. But, you know, he's building decks and the neighbor's decks and just he needs tasks.
Well, good. Glad to hear that he's getting some time off. Of course, the shelves that y'all had helped me hang up whenever I first got into town are still there, holding up all the magnificent trade that I have ready for all the clientele here in Ventersmith. So thank you again for that kind of help getting me set up. I would ask for more, but you did such a damn good job the first time that I just haven't needed to fix anything.
Well, you know, new people come to town, you've got to welcome them because everybody's, you know, going to contribute something positive.
That's right. We have a whole wagon
town.
For it.
There's some quick footsteps coming back to you, and it's Ignatius, and he's running back. We got to the hills, and you haven't come yet. All right, another round. Every morning there's a halo hanging from the corner of my girlfriend's four-post bed.
See, we all know this one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah!
Welcome to Dungeons & Dragons, a D&D 5th edition actual play podcast. I'm your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore. He, him, also with me, is Carla Maxted as Bonwin Everbane. She, her.
I could just take this and do a, like, tuk, 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 tuk. you know, in green or something.
Tom Laird is Kevlarin Goldweave, he, him.
Oh, okay, so like a marathon versus a sprint.
And Kyle Classett as Bizard the Wizard, he, him.
Basically, once you mix it with some water, it's like a nice pitcher of sweet tea.
Dungeons & Dragons is a Patreon-supported podcast. Join us today at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast and get yourself a free 7-day trial to see what's happening over there. It's bonus content, it's hangouts, it's great games. It's a whole lot of fun. And now, fuck it, let's play! We are farther along the way. We're down into some, kind of the, where the Foyson Hills meet the Mee Mountains. There's a lot of shrubbery and tall grasses that everybody's wading through. Bench is up ahead, clearing the way with his, what does he have? Sickle? Sure, he's got a sickle.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Bench is up and clearing the way with his sickle. Ignatius is singing another song way too loud at the back of the group, just driving everybody forward. And it's getting near nighttime because the hills are quite a long ways, and he had you meet late afternoon, which is the best time to start adventuring, he thought. Mm-hmm. Anyways,
really get that golden hour in there.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, it is magnificent here in this golden field. It looks, the light is gorgeous, but
how much longer do you think we have until we should take a break?
Well, are you keen to travel at night? Are you willing to risk that? Or perhaps we should go ahead and look for a safe place to set up camp off the road for fear of ne'er-do-wells who may travel it?
Yeah, camp. Setting up camp is probably making dinner,
yes,
you know.
Yes, yes, yes. Bond. That's a good point. Ne'er-do-wells sound like a just a great great thing to add to our list of bingos to check off. But perhaps, yes, perhaps we'll take the campfire and just settle in and see how the night treats us. I will start unpacking what I have here, and you notice he doesn't have a bag, and he just goes and finds a stump to sit on, and is looking, he pulls out a wrinkled sheet of parchment and unrolls it, and he's just examining it there, humming to himself.
So he didn't really say, like, who's doing what in the camp?
No, I think, it's Daryl, and what was the other guard's name, Russ?
Gothar.
Gothar. Are these, I mean, I've already established I know most of the guards at the brothel, so I probably know them.
We'll say they're the two that you had tipped that first session we met them.
Guys, where are your strengths, other than strength?
Other than looking at strength,
of course. I'm not much of a cook, so I don't think I should do that, but I'm happy to collect firewood.
Sure.
You know, do my turn at watch. I don't know. Let's just sort of figure out where everyone's strengths lie and just do that.
Yeah, no, that sounds like a good idea. Looks like Bench is already trying to get a fire going, or at least clearing a spot there.
Yeah, I'm just putting some rocks around so we don't light the tall grasses on fire. We haven't picked a great spot
really
for
smart.
Just wire,
yeah,
wildfire
really good.
Spread.
Yeah, yeah, just dry fire.
Yeah.
Just
these dry hills. It's a drought time that we've come, and we're like, hey, let's start a fire. Yeah, that's a great idea. I don't know. He's
just packing rocks around in a circle down on the ground.
It's too bad that kid couldn't come. They probably could have helped out with this lifting of rocks. Anyways.
Well, I think y'all got it. If anything, I used to help my mother clean some dishes when we needed some extra money, so I'd be glad to take care of any post-dinner necessities, such as cleaning things. That's not a problem for me.
Great. Great, Cav?
You know what? It's been a while, but I used to do, like, the camp cook thing, so I could take a stab at dusting off the skills.
Amazing. That'd be super.
Did anybody bring food?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have some, I assume we all brought some stuff.
Yeah.
I brought some sausages and, you know, that we can kind of make together into a...
Yeah, I brought some great bars full of energy. That's what I brought.
Right.
Really just pumps the gut. I got a shake here, too.
Right. Really
just, well, I mean, you got to maintain that intake, right?
Yeah.
Got to keep it up.
I forgot it was that or the fried foods. It's kind of the only...
Yeah. Yeah, protein and fats.
Okay.
Fats and oils. Yeah.
Great. Okay, well, maybe while I'm getting firewood, I can also look for, like, some dandelion stems, maybe some greens.
Oh,
greens
absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. We'll make it work.
Everybody goes off and they get doing their own thing. Let's roll for just to see how successful we are at this, and that'll determine how we set up the next little jump cut here. Cav, you are cooking. Do you want to roll me a survival, please?
I would love to after I open my D&D Beyond character sheet.
Thought you already opened it.
Well, you would think that, wouldn't you?
We were talking about weapons, Tom.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Going on Absolutely. An adventure, prepped I everybody it to and then roll dice.
Closed it. Yep. I had it open, looked for stuff, and then closed it when I was done with it.
Don't need this anymore. Yeah. Yep. I haven't played
done
yet.
Done with this. Not starting on like a 2.5 hour session of D&D. Nope.
Someone delivered you sweet, sweet desserts.
And I lost my mind. Yep. All right. Okay. So we're doing survival.
Yes, please.
Okay. That's a +2 for Cav, and that's a nat 20.
What?
Damn.
Dang.
Damn.
Boom.
Cook the hell out of that food. Good camp food.
Yeah. So you were gifted, in order to cook, sausage.
Love it.
Protein bars, a protein shake. I will say there is some like some bread or some muffins of some sort.
Sure.
And Ignatius would have brought... One of the only things he brought is like a 6 shakers of a variety of spices.
Love it.
Yeah. What did Bizard? Fuck. Sorry. What did Bizard bring for sustenance?
Bizard would have brought some concentrated liquid that basically, once you mix it with some water, it's like a nice pitcher of sweet tea. He loves his sugary things here and there. So instant sweet tea, pretty much. Just mix it with some water. It's good to go. That and probably some like key lime tarts.
Love it.
Yeah.
Sounds nice after a long, long day of adventuring.
I thought maybe it was customary for Bizard to wear onions on his belt.
Well, I guess, Russ, do you want me to roll and see how good I do at my foraging?
Yeah, give me your foraging. So I'll probably also survival unless you want to roll. Those.
Nature?
Nature. Yeah, nature would work there too. If that's better for you.
That's not a poisonous plant. Thank God.
Nature is better for me, so that's a dirty 20.
Wow.
I'm finding onions. I'm finding greens.
Spring onions out the wazoo.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Okay. Onions, greens. You are able to come across, some small wildlife if that is of interest to you. So you would be able to come across some, rabbits or squirrels, nothing too big. But if you wanted to, bring something like that back, and by bring something like that back, I mean hunt,
I could hunt for something and then we'll save the sausages for when we don't have fresh game.
Okay.
There you go.
So yep, got makes sense.
A rabbit and a couple squirrels based on that roll. So are you keeping track of this, Tom? Because we're going to cut to you in just a moment and describe this or what we're getting there. Ben?
Well, you master chef this up.
I'll start taking interest here. Okay, rabbit, squirrels.
God damn it. Doesn't open his character sheet. Doesn't take notes. We forget how to play.
You reeled them off so fast before, Russ. I was like, okay, like we're just going to say I made something. Great.
Yeah, no.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Okay, we got protein bars.
Sweet tea.
Protein shake.
Mm-hmm.
Probably some bread.
Bread. Mm-hmm. Key lime tarts.
Sweet tea. Key lime tarts. I mean.
Sweet tea.
A random assortment of 6 different spices.
Oh, and spices.
Yeah.
Well, I believe my famous 6-spiced rabbit will be coming into play.
There we go. Bench rolled a 19 for survival in building this fire. And... Ooh, there's not a lot of wood to come back with Daryl and Gothar as they rolled a 6. All muscle, not a lot of adventuring substance.
Well, maybe the fire is good because it is small, mm-hmm. because of all that dry grass we mentioned.
That's right, so. You just keep throwing grass on from around it just to keep it going. Love it. And then, Bizard, you're going to be on cleanup duty.
Yeah.
I feel like we're in a survival mode or a nature mode. Maybe a sleight of hand?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll do
acrobatics,
a sleight of hand.
Acrobatics? How much are you showing off while you're doing this?
Oh, I'll use mage hand and make it a performance. He's kind of a showman behind his counter, so why not go ahead and make at least the most mundane aspect of surviving entertaining? So, yeah, we'll introduce a little bit of my magical hand to help out here. And that's a 12 total.
12 total. Give you a couple plus with the mage hand, so we'll give you a 14, which is an absolute success. So everybody goes off and they find all of the things that they need. And for all intents and purposes, despite the fact that this is just a ragtag group of people who prepared for themselves, but not necessarily for all of them for the exact instance that they are experiencing right now, things are looking great. You all sit down as it's kind of dusk. The fire is going. Bench is tossing grass on to keep it moving for Cav, who's putting together a delicious meal. And Cav, if you could describe the meal that you've put together for the group.
Sure. It is a sweet tea glazed rabbit, 6-spice rabbit, with squirrel and protein bar / shake stew.
Mmm.
Nice.
Delicious.
Right?
Yum, yum.
My goodness, this is just a delight. They don't serve this back at any of the restaurants that I frequent. Perhaps you should put it on the menu next time you're over there.
It really is delicious, Cav.
Can I just do that? Can I put things on people's menus?
That's what I do all the time. I go in and say what I want, and then they give it to me. And then I say, you should put that on the menu. Next time I go in there, it's on the menu, but I order something different. So it's like there's just this rolling menu everywhere I go. Mm. It is quite a treat.
I do love an excessively large menu when I pick a venue to eat at. It's true. Mm-hmm.
It's best to not specialize in one specific thing. It's best to diversify. Right. That way you've got something for everyone, right?
Sure, yep.
Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of sense why there's always a dish of the day when I go to that restaurant around the corner, because it's always so very unique.
Very specific, yes, yes. Sometimes, sometimes there's a lot of peanut butter involved. Sometimes there's no peanut butter involved. Sometimes it's on toast. Other times, crackers.
Mm-hmm. But there's always, like every second day, there's peanut butter?
Give or take, yes. And there's always a mention of peanut butter on the menu. So either it will have peanut butter or it does not have peanut butter.
Or it explicitly does not contain
peanut butter.
What about peanuts or butter?
Good question.
Oh, I haven't yet thought of this. That's like a deconstructed peanut butter.
Yeah, you could say that.
He pulls out a small notebook and he writes it down. Deconstructed peanut butter. Get them on that next time. Gothar, if I forget, please, you do remember for me.
Yes, of course, of course.
Ah, well, that was a delight. I'm about ready for sleep. Who's tidying this up again?
Oh, that's me. I've got it taken care of. Don't worry. Y'all can relax, and I'll take care of the dishes, make sure they're all properly sanitized so that we may enjoy yet another good meal tomorrow.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. Well, thank you for finding all those things, Bonwin. And Gothar, and of course I can remember Gothar, I can't remember Daryl. Gothar and Daryl, thank you so much for going out and just being motivational support for Bonwin. I feel like that was what you brought along to this. I'm going to just roll up in here in this little sack beside. It's sleep time, yes? Who's going to watch me while I sleep?
Well, we don't watch you sleep. We watch the camp. Well, people sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Aren't you then by proxy watching people sleep?
I mean, I suppose technically you're correct. Yep. We are watching. Yep. We'll sort that out. Don't worry.
Seems very pedantic to break it down to that level.
I have night terrors. I thought I should let everybody know that.
Oh, perfect. Good.
That is good to know.
Great. Sweet dreams. And he's out. He's asleep.
Do you think he'll actually have sweet dreams? He said he has night terrors, so I'd...
It's a real switch. It's night terror, sweet dream, night terror, sweet dream. Like, oh.
Night terror is about exhausting. The sweet tea.
Mm.
There's a lot of screaming that comes from the brothel, and I think I understand most of it now. Okay. Well, damn, Kev. Good meal. Very delicious.
Oh, thanks, Bizarre. Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, that was so good. You guys just want to, like, draw straws for watches, or?
Yeah, that's probably a good
idea. Sure,
yeah,
that seems fair.
I've got dry grass here. Just don't get it too close to the flames.
Middle.
Welcome to the middle, everybody. How you doing? We're having a great time on this new adventure that we are embarking on here.
A new adventure.
We are out on an adventure. Where's Aladdin? Karis. Where?
Who knows?
I mean, Amy.
Ignatius has sent out a citywide search to find Karis.
Mm-hmm.
yeah, there's no one in the town with that name.
Yeah, it's going to be hard.
It's going to be quite the no stone unturned.
That's right.
That will be the next mystery, is finding Karis.
No Karis left behind.
Yeah. No. I am sad to have missed the episode, but I am excited to listen to it like a listener.
That's right. It's all fun. It's all exciting. What we do in the middle here, when I don't forget and get called out, is dedicate our episodes to a patron. Like today's patron, Kayla Emerson.
Thanks, Kayla.
Thanks
You're
so much,
amazing.
Kayla.
You are
so
amazing.
Happy to have you here. And you can be like Kayla and come join us at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast, where you get a 7-day free trial.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you stick around with us for 3 months, we throw you some merch.
Send
just
you some
swag, if you will.
Whip it at you.
Mm-hmm.
Which comes via the mail. So we actually hire the mail person to throw it at you.
That's correct.
In our stead.
Well, there's a special stamp you put on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got a big old fist. It's like they know.
They actually deliver it.
I don't like this story we're making up.
They actually deliver it with a t-shirt cannon. It's quite fun.
Oh, yeah, that's it. That's good.
What about
the
mugs?
Yeah, the mugs are
They also get delivered with the t-shirt cannon, and it's more of like a try not to get hit situation.
The sticker and the sweater are fine. It's the mug you got to watch out for.
Look, fun fact, I've operated the t-shirt cannon before, and it's as delightful as you think it is.
I bet. I bet it's really fun.
So Tom's going to come door to door with his t-shirt cannon.
That's right. I'll just road trip around the world, I guess.
The world.
The literal world. So
I was going to say the U.S. and I was like, no, there's tons. Nope. Oh, yeah, the world.
All over the world.
Yep.
Hey, you've been meaning to do a world trip, haven't you?
It's true. I mean, I'm going to Japan this fall, so I guess I'll pack the t-shirt cannon.
Just load them up and then pop that door on the airplane. Just drop them as you go.
Chances are it'll be a Boeing and I won't need to do anything. sick Boeing
Zinger.
Bird.
Gotcha.
Sheesh.
And when you join us on Patreon, we've got some new content coming out next month, which is not Boeing related. Cyberpunk Red. We are playing that game, helmed by Kyle Classett.
Yeah, regular cast member Kyle Classett.
That's right. He's leading us into this scary tech world that... very nervous about, but very excited for.
You know what? I had like a thought in my brain about Cyberpunk Red, and then we saw the cartoon, the anime on Netflix, and it's so scary, you guys.
Yeah.
This is a terrible world.
Okay.
I look forward to the awfulness of it all.
Well, we'll bring the shenanigans.
I'm sure we can't help but do it.
It will be fine until Kyle's like, yeah, I've had enough of these, and then blows everything up.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
it's probably how it will be. Yeah. It's written in the stars. So, yeah, no spoilers. We haven't got that far yet, but it could happen that way.
It's true. Yeah.
So, the session zero that we ran, where we're building out characters and figuring out the game in and of itself, is going to be released to patrons next month. And then we're going to be releasing episodes monthly, just like the adventures of it. It's going to be a great time. And we hope to have you over there. But now we'll get you back to the episode. So thanks for being here, everybody. Have a great week.
Love you. Bye.
Hashtag
find Aladdin. No, Karis.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl. And when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus. The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
We're going to roll dice. High roll, I guess low roll, because we're on short straw. Low roll gets to do it first. Bench got a 19.
I'm assuming a d20?
Yeah, let's go d20. Okay. You roll a d6. I'm going to roll a d20.
I rolled a 6.
Yeah. So. I rolled a 10.
I rolled a 5.
All right. So you all tuck in. Bizard, you are up first, followed by Cav on this night of watch. And as everybody's getting ready for bed, how nonchalant are you being about the mage hand?
I think I'm, again, showing it off a little bit. So, like, yeah. I'm... Well, I wouldn't normally casually use it. I feel like I'm not normally invited on adventures. So Bizard feels like, because he also didn't really contribute to cooking, he's trying to maybe overcompensate a little bit and say, look, I can do this. Nobody else can. Ha ha. But for his next thing that he wants to do, it would not be so out in the open. He'll kind of walk around the perimeter of the camp when he starts his watch and slowly muttering to himself and pulling out some of the material components that he needs. He's got a bell and like this silver wire, and he goes around and sets up like a magical trip alarm around the camp just in case his eyesight doesn't serve him as well. And I'm gonna set up a good alarm system around the campsite. And that's a ritual, so it takes me about 11 minutes or so to do that. Okay.
Well, maybe while you're doing that, everybody else's experience with magic probably isn't the biggest or the most involved. So while you're, kind of finishing up, you turn and you look, and everybody's staring at you, not in a bad way, but like in a shock and awe way, because you are doing magic that some of these people have only maybe heard stories about. And of course your store is there, and there is magical components and elements to that. But I'm going to say, like, this group specifically hasn't ever seen you putting away at the end of the day, using mage hand and that sort of thing. Bench for one, jaw on the floor as he was previously just setting up his bedroll. He's like,
everybody's seeing the hand, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that something normal in Kingstown, Kev? Like, this is not...
Oh, yeah, no, I didn't even think twice about it. A lot of magic shops up in Kingstown.
Mm.
So this is quite prevalent. If they ever need anything off a high shelf, they just, like, do the little hand thing.
Wow. That's exactly why I have it. Because, again, Bonwin, as you know, I do have some high shelves. It's a very narrow store, so I have to build up.
Yeah. I mean, really practical also. Looks so cool.
Thanks.
That's wow.
You know, it's one of those things you learn early and you use often. Of course, being as lower level as it is, you know, there's still a little bit of a taxation on it, but it's not nearly as bad as some of the more involved magical abilities that can be learned at Bernhardt Swan School of Magic, Fighting, and Dance.
Does it hurt?
Oh, it depends. Have you ever had a sty in your eye?
I don't know.
You ever had pink eye?
Oh, I've had pink eyes.
I mean, that bench knows.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, you know, it kind of just aches a little bit.
Oh.
It's a little like that. It's tolerable, you know, but it's only in the moment that the incantation is completed. You have that sensation, and then it fades. But more involved magics can cause hour-long migraines if you are not careful or do not go through the process properly. Some spells, you have to expend that energy right off the cuff. Other ones require you to go through a little bit of a ritual, and those don't take as much out of you because of the time you put into them. So it really just depends.
Oh, okay. So like a marathon versus a sprint.
Exactly. That's a very, very good metaphor.
Okay,
I've
cool.
Never decided to sprint if I don't have to, so I wouldn't have thought of that
both.
Myself. Right? Why do that?
Okay, so is that going to... That's
that
gonna
will
happen.
Take some getting used to, I think.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, all night. It's going to happen all night.
Okay, cool.
Okay, great.
Has anyone seen the map other than Ignatius? I just want to see where we're all at on this adventure. Mm. I think, you know, Ignatius, great leader. But...
No, I haven't seen the map. Do we want to?
Carol, Gothar, have you?
Oh, no. Mm. Well, no. I mean, like over shoulder, it looks like a map.
Right.
But no, not right. Like explicitly. He's very, like, wants to be the one to lead us to the treasure.
Of course. Yeah, of course he does.
He sleeps pretty soundly, though. Like, maybe we could get it. If we're,
yeah.
Are you concerned that we're going the wrong way?
I think I would feel more comfortable if I had an idea where we were going.
Yeah, that makes two of us.
What kind of terrain we might be experiencing.
Okay.
Yeah, I just would feel better if I could, like, mentally prepare for what's to come.
Okay, Gothar, you hold down the left arm. Cav, or Bench, you hold down the right arm.
Wait, we have to hold him down? I thought you said
I could
he's
just
slept.
Well, he's
could
yeah.
I just try
night terrors
more sneakily
subtle
though?
Touch,
oh, I
and
see.
He flails. So we've caught it in the teeth before. You know, he
ooh.
Falls asleep
Oof,
in a
yeah.
chair. You go tap
ooh.
Him, smack. You got a broken nose. So yes,
okay.
Absolutely. If you want to try and be sneaky about it, more power.
But
to
sneaky
you.
With
some mm-hmm. support. Yeah.
Or some restraints. Okay,
yeah, like
great.
One person on each leg. Surprisingly strong for just the beanpole that he is. Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Yes.
Okay, let's give it a shot.
Yeah, sure.
Daryl's like, okay, so we got to all go down at the same time. Otherwise, arms like shoot up. Okay, so on three. And
thank God there's four strong men.
Two,
here.
Yeah. This is why we made sure that there were at least four people. Yeah. Just in case. So three, two, one, and jump!
And as you all jump on...
Jumped onto him.
Jump onto him, and then I'll do a sleight of hand roll.
Yeah. Sure, why not? You all jump onto his arms and legs, and he begins screaming, eyes closed, screaming, and you can feel the tension beneath you. Everybody make a strength saving throw against Ignatius. It's not going to be a high check, but like he could fail.
That's a 15.
No.
This is where we lose Gothar.
That's a 2 if I'm helping in any capacity.
So
I don't know that you are, because we've got Gothar and Daryl and Bench and Cap.
So yeah. If you want to sit this one out, that's fine.
Blizzard would not even. He'd be like, no, that's not my bag.
Sure. Everybody but Bench, who maybe is taking this a little less seriously than everybody else, but Bench takes a foot right under the jaw, which clacks his teeth together, and you can see like the stars swimming around his head, and then shakes it off and quickly moves down as he's screaming. He's like, okay, you can come in and sneak. You can sneak the map out of his pocket. Now, he won't know.
I rolled a 21 on my sleight of hand roll.
You know what? Probably could have avoided all of this.
He's pretty grappled. Yeah.
Yeah, so you are patting him down, and you find his satchel where he has it stored. You reach in and pull out the parchment, and he says, okay, do you want to look at it and then put it back, or do we want to try and do this again, or just say, like, maybe it fell out? He'll believe it fell out. All right, on three, we just all jump off, okay? 3, okay. 2, 1. Okay, dexterity saving throw now.
It's a 7.
Boom. 21 again.
Okay, so everybody jumping back. So
I'm surprisingly dexterous for a dwarf.
Absolutely. So, Cav and Gothar, you get smacked by a hand. You don't take any damage, but like just right across the cheek, you get smacked. Gothar takes a leg to the shin as you're trying to back up. And as like a few seconds pass, everything settles back down again, and he's
Is there a feather that's like that's slowly making its way out. Down to him, and then
Yep.
Okay. Yep.
Absolutely. Peaceful, like nothing happened. So you have the map now. You unfurl the map, and it is vaguely, like it's crudely drawn, but it's vaguely, you see the mountains, you see the river, you see the hills, but there is a red dotted line that basically loop-de-loops around through the entirety of the hills and the mountains. There is an X on one of the mountains. The Khaki Mountain is what it's called.
Khaki Mountain. And what's the scale on this map? Like how far are each of these dashes? Like, is this a 15-day trip if we do all the loop-de-loops, or...
if you did all the loop-de-loops, it would probably take you somewhere in the vicinity of 7 to 10 days. If you took a more direct route, it would probably take you 2 days, tops.
Mm. Okay. Quick conference, guys. How long we want to be out here?
How much food do we have left?
Because I feel like I could just take this and do a like tuk 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 tuk, you know, in green or something, and just
shoot us right there.
Just shoot us right there. Yeah.
I guess just check how much food do we have left?
I mean, not a ton.
We didn't have the tarts.
Kind of had to pull most everything together for dinner.
Okay. We've still got the sausages and the tarts and some of the sweet tea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I brought like some grits for breakfast, but that's not going to take us too far.
Yeah, I had assumed this was going to be just a one night thing. I hadn't planned on keeping the shop closed too long, so.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, no, we were kind of all under that impression.
Okay. So,
yeah.
Well, I mean, Daryl, Gothar, if you need to like earmuffs for this, then please feel free. But maybe we just, we're just out here for a fun time. This isn't our livelihoods. In fact, it might be impeding our livelihoods, right, Bizard? So it'd be better if I could just get back to the shop sooner. So maybe just a more of a direct route.
Daryl and Gothar have both earmuffed. They have their hands over their ears. And
I don't, you know, don't want to get them in trouble. This is their livelihood.
No disagreement.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah. No implications needed.
Okay. And I have some ink, so I'm just going to just draw another line on top. And then I'm sure we can convince him that's the good line in the morning.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. All right. Well, with that problem solved, I don't think we need to, roll back up. Oh, you can take your hands off your ears, guys. So we're going to put the map just down beside. Maybe he looked at it in his sleep. Fine. Great.
Yeah.
And then just beeline for that X. See what's there. It's probably nothing. And then come back.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, it'll be enough adventure for Ignatius.
I certainly hope there's something there.
Yeah, well, I mean, maybe there is. Maybe there is. Knowing Ignatius, though, maybe he drew this map.
I see. I didn't think he drew it. I just assumed he bought it from somebody. Somebody kind of maybe not totally honest.
Well, that could be, too. I mean,
could be as well.
Six to one, half a dozen the other, I guess.
Yeah. Either way, I'd say the odds of us finding treasure at the X are slim.
You seem disappointed, Bizarre.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like, I was hoping maybe to get some extra funds to bring in some new wares from Kingstown, and if that's not going to be the case, then I'm literally losing money by coming on this trip, and I don't appreciate that. Just being straight up.
Yep.
It's bad for business.
Fair.
Yep.
Yep. Agreed. As a fellow small business owner, not ideal. But I mean, I guess I'm spoiled because I have Thane, so you know, Everbanes is still open and like rolling. But you're like, it's just you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, let's try and wrap this up as quick as we can.
Yeah. No.
Great.
Okay.
Great. All right.
Great. Well, I'm glad we're all agreed.
Bizarre, you got first watch, and then I guess tomorrow we're making a run for that X on the Khaki Mountain.
Yep, I've got it. I'll wake you if I notice anything. I would not be surprised if somebody found us with a man screaming in his sleep, but good luck sleeping to you and yours, and hopefully I'll have the same luck when it comes time for it.
Dungeons & Dragons Season 3, Episode 12. This episode starred Carla Maxted as Bonwyn Everbane, Tom Laird as Kevlarin Goldweave, Kyle Classett as Bizard the Wizard, and Russ Moore as your Dungeon Master. Dialogue editing by Carla Maxted and sound design by Russ Moore. This episode featured music from Epidemic Sound and sound effects from Epidemic Sound, Boom Library, and Sound Ideas. Our amazing cover art and character designs are by Matt Garbutt. And a huge thank you to our supporting producers, Gabriel Lynch, Jessica Babiak, Kat Waterflame, Jacob Madden, Christian Brown, Angeron Kiersen, Perry Mady, Craig Zeiss, Old School Gamer D, L.A. Branton, Nathaniel Teeter, and Aaron. If you're loving what we're doing, come support us over on Patreon. This is the support that you give to us that makes us feel all warm and fuzzy, but also we like to give things back to you, like bonus content and podcasts and live streams and hangouts and all that great, great stuff. So patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. We hope to see you over there. It's a 7-day free trial. Come give it a test at least. We'd love to have you. And now, that's all I've got. You can join us on Instagram or newsletter. Those are places that we hang out too. We hope you enjoyed this episode. It's really the first like adventure we've been on and had a blast getting camp ready. I forgot how much fun traveling camp can be if you're just having a goofball time, which was what we normally do. So now, you have a great week. We'll talk to you soon, friends. Bye. That's where we'll jump into the episode.
Classic adventuring song.
Classic Sugar Ray.
Oh, good times.
I like on my end how the mic isn't even
picking
it up.
Yeah, I can't hear anything.
It just completely cuts out, so Russ just has this look of like screaming terror on his face.
That's great.
And we don't get to hear any of it. It's delightful.
Well, you'll find out next time on Dungeons & Dragons.
Dungeons & Dragons is a Dumb Dragons production.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Welcome to Beyond the Dark.
Sub-level 19 was nothing like the other floors at Machine Co. There were no alabaster workbenches, no spotless white carpets. Here, it was dank, dark. And that noise. A humming, throbbing sound like a sickly heartbeat hiding behind the whir of a great machine. A large metal cage loomed out of the darkness, backlit by an iridescent blue monitor, on which a cursor blinked idly. A metal panel slid out of an aperture in the cage near the monitor, and suddenly the cursor came to life. It read, "Insert hand here."
Beyond the Dark, a sci-fi anthology by Mark R. Healy, creator of The Strata. Find it at beyondthedarkpodcast.com or anywhere you listen to podcasts.